Hebrews chapter 5. Because every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on those who are out of the way? Because he himself also is surrounded with infirmity, and because of this, he must also offer for his own sins, as well as for the people. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called of God, as was Aaron, so also Christ did not glorify himself to be made a high priest, but he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have fathered you," as he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek," who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and requests with strong crying and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard, because he feared, revered the Father, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey him. Called by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be spoken, since you are dull of hearing, because when by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need that someone teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat, because everyone who uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, because he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to those who are of full age, even those who, because of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.